Fran, how have you seen your game grow since the start of the season?
I think I've really improved this season, and I'd say, although it's not been a season where I've been getting lots and lots of court time, I've been involved in a really good training environment with lots of experienced players, like Hannah, for example, who as a defender I can look to and learn from lots in training. And then when I have been given the opportunities to go on, and sometimes in quite big games where we're either down or it's goal for goal as well, I think I've definitely taken those opportunities, although very, very scared as well and nerve-wracking times sometimes.
The whole Wasps environment and the squad make the whole process really enjoyable?
Yeah, definitely. We've such a good training environment and all the girls get on really, really well, and everyone's got such a good work ethic and team spirit, I think. So that definitely helps motivate me when I'm training, because everyone's there to want to be better and everyone is on the same page and has the same goal.
It's nice as well, the fact you've had to juggle with so many different starting combos.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, lots of people would have said at the start of the season, looking at our team, that, oh, there were too many big names and there was going to be too many big people sat on the bench. And actually, our team's managed to survive because we've got such depth in our squad. And I think that's really helped us pull through this season. And we've got the right mix and young upcoming players as well as experienced girls to get that good balance. And I think it's worked for us, as shown in starting combinations where we've started fully experienced teams as well as young girls getting the opportunity to start as well.
Since we last spoke, you've been announced as captain for the under-21s. Gabby said yesterday you'll be a great captain. How do you feel about leading out the Roses?
Oh, I'm just so excited about Botswana coming up this summer. And similar to Gabby, I was just, first of all, trying to get myself on the plane. And then to be named as captain as well is just the extra bonus, because it's such a hardworking and talented group of girls. And I genuinely think some of the players in our squad have so much potential to go on and be some of the best players in the world eventually. So to be named as captain and work with girls who are also spirited and work so hard is just so exciting. And especially alongside Gabby, we do get on really well and I love doing it with her.
It's a great squad. You're going to work together well. Can you think of any names that are maybe going to shine on a bigger stage? George, maybe Sophie DL?
So George has been in the journey all the way from the start. There's been some girls that have literally, from 4 years out, have been on lots of tours, done lots of competitions. And George is definitely one of those who I also get the chance to train with at Wasps. And then for someone like Sophie DL, who's kind of come in towards the end part of the road to Botswana, having impressed really on the Super League stage, she's someone who's taken her chances at Super League, been picked up there, and then came in for the prep tour we did a few weeks back with the under-21s and took her opportunities there alongside the team, settled in really well with all the girls and got herself selected for Botswana, which it shows that there is flow in and out of the squad, and at the end of the day they're looking to pick the best 12 to go.
Fast Five's coming up at the end of the season in September at the O2. How do you feel on the whole Fast Five?
I think the Fast Five tournament is so good and so exciting for netball, because it's quite a different sport actually and could appeal to a bigger range of an audience to come and watch. And being able to play at the O2 on that kind of stage would also, I think, really help raise the profile of netball and hopefully bring in lots of different people who haven't shown an interest in netball before and start to recognise some of the players we see at Super League performing a faster and more exciting game, with the idea that there's power play and double points and things like that.
How have you been enjoying the camps with Sophia this week?
I've enjoyed doing some coaching with Sophia, and I love coaching because sometimes it helps reinforce when I'm saying things out loud to other girls that the things that I can help in my game. But it's good to see future players back home in my area of Berkshire coming up and how well they're doing and hearing about what they're enjoying at their county academies and some of them regional academies, and just sharing with them anything I can from not only Wasps but also from England under-21s and help them go on to be in a similar position to me, hopefully.
Is there a bit of advice you would give them while they're taking part, maybe just to keep on persevering with the game and enjoy it?
Yeah, definitely.
It?
I think key thing to make sure is before you start pushing yourself and throwing yourself into everything, you need to make sure you fully enjoy it and you know that netball is something you want to do. And then as the setbacks come, whether that be injury or not getting selected for things you want to get selected for, which is always the case in everybody's netball journey, they'll have one setback or one failure, just to not see it as that, but see it as an opportunity to go away and become even better with hard work. And hard work, I think, definitely gets recognised along the way, even if it doesn't seem like it is. In the long term, hard work definitely pays off.
Bath will be at the Ricoh chasing that final four at the weekend, but from your point, it's just ending the season on a high and taking the win into the finals?
Definitely. I mean, although it's a big game for Bath on Saturday, it's equally as big for us. We want to get revenge for the first time we played them. We definitely didn't play our best, and we know we want to go out there and prove that we can beat every team in this league. And therefore, if we beat Bath on Saturday, it shows that, you know, there's no one that's unbeatable for us. And I think that would be a great thing for us to be able to take into the final four.